Competition in the venture capital world usually refers to the battle among startups for cash. VC firms fund only a tiny fraction of the companies that pitch them each year. But for a few elite startups, the battle is frequently among potential investors. And when multiple venture capitalists want a piece of the same company, that competition can be intense. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
Most founders struggle just to get a pitch meeting, and if they do, it's a nerve-wracking experience. But every now and then, entrepreneurs turn the tables on venture capitalists, like in one episode of the HBO show Silicon Valley.
Okay, here's my concern.
Here's my concern. Who the hell picked out that shirt for you?
What?
It seems absurd for a startup founder to think he's in control. Venture capitalists are the ones with the money, the ability to decide whose ideas get funded, and who's die in a coffee shop, incubator, or mom's basement. Yet for a special class of entrepreneur, the power dynamic really is different. These founders' odds of success are considered so high that venture capitalists pitch them for the privilege of investing. David Cancel is a member of this exclusive club.
It's surreal. I have this history now. I've worked with these people before, and they like to bet on people that they've worked with before. It is an unfair advantage, but I never had it in any of the four other companies that I started, but I'm benefiting from it now. They give me as much money as I want.
Cancel says that when he started his fifth company, the Boston digital marketing firm Drift, VCs climbed over one another for the opportunity to fund him. Drift has raised $107 million so far. There are financial reasons why VCs desperately want to buy stakes of young companies that look like sure things. Most startups fail, and VCs need to cover those losses by turning huge profits on the few that do make it. But there's a more primal reason, too. Investors hate to lose.
Kind of like a professional athlete.
Jamie Kasaboski is a senior director at the Boehringer Ingelheim Venture Fund. The Kendall Square firm invests in biotechnology startups.
We're all fairly driven type A people, and we're all super competitive, as nice and smiles as we are.
If venture capitalists are like athletes, then what are the rules of the game? Suppose a rival fund has already reached an investment agreement with a hot startup. Is that it?
Not if it's not signed.
Maria Serino knows how to play ball. She's a co-founder of 406 Ventures in Boston, which specializes in software sectors like cybersecurity. She says that even if a term sheet is signed, the game still might not be over.
From time to time, we've been able to convince entrepreneurs when they say, oh, I've already signed with so-and-so. It's like, well, don't you want to? Would you like an introduction to this person, this person, this person, this person, this person this week? And they'll go, yeah, that would be tremendous.
The original investors in these situations aren't always thrilled when another firm snags a piece of the action. But working with the people you compete against is part of the venture game, too. Many deals involve multiple firms. When vying to be one of them, there is a code of conduct among venture capitalists. Jeff Busgang is a general partner at Flybridge Capital Partners in Boston.
The unwritten rule is don't negative sell. You treat everybody with respect. You compete cleanly and professionally because you never know who you're going to team with on the next deal.
Kasaboski, the biotech investor, describes the code more succinctly in language I'll paraphrase as, don't be a jerk. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.